This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Members of Congress have been fighting over immigration reform again this week, but the issue has been pretty specific, whether certain undocumented immigrants who serve in the U.S. military should be eligible for a path to citizenship. Representative Jeff Denham of California filed his bill, known as the Enlist Act, as an amendment to a sweeping defense policy measure that the House was considering this week. The measure would create a path to citizenship for so-called dreamers who were brought illegally to the U.S. as children and serve in the military. Denham says the bill provides an avenue for those who want to perform the ultimate act of patriotism. Opponents of Enlist argue that politicians are creating the wrong incentive by proposing military service in return for what critics call amnesty. Joining me for a few minutes is Michael Nazario, immigrant rights activist and community organizer, and himself a dreamer. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. What do you make of the Enlist Act? Is this something that seems very positive, or are you a little bit skeptical?
To be quite honest with you, I am very optimistic about this, actually. I know that in previous times, we have, as dreamers, lobbied our congressmen, spoke up about our desire to want to serve our country. And I think at this moment in time, we are feeling optimistic in regards to having some form of legislation being passed in Congress. We are having a lot of support both from Democratic congressmen and some of our Republican congressmen. But what's most important is that we want to see some form of action, and this is the first step to ensure that we get that some form of legislation in favor of our community.
Michael, there are some who are concerned this idea of, on one side, some people are saying, well, offering so-called amnesty in exchange for military service. On another side, people are saying, well, are we putting immigrants in danger in exchange for citizenship, and is that troublesome? Are you concerned about either one of those sides?
Well, I don't consider this amnesty. This is not amnesty. What we're talking about is allowing certain youth, certain students that have been screened by the Department of Homeland Security. We're talking about those folks who have undergone already and earned their deferred action through this administration. And we're talking about students who are well qualified here. This is not a job. This is a further commitment that we already have made to our communities, and this is a further commitment to our country that we have at this moment.
Well, indeed, that is that commitment, but there are some, as well as I mentioned, who are worried about the fact that serving in the military, especially in recent times, has been an extremely dangerous proposition for some.
I understand. I think this comes back down to the personal choice and common vision that some of us as youth, as students have, some of our dreamers. There is a small population of our dreamers who want to continue their education and definitely want to do that, and they actually desire to ensure that they have the opportunity to attend one of our senior military academies, and that's actually an amendment that was spoken about by one of the congressmen, by Congressman Castro. And this would allow our dreamers to continue their education, be the officers of tomorrow. And we're also talking about having educators. And we want commissioned officers as well. And that's what we're looking for, to ensure that some of our youth do progress through the ranks with a great education as well.
Michael, one other question for you. There's been so much talk about comprehensive immigration reform, and some were concerned about what they're calling a piecemeal approach. If something like the Enlist Act were to pass, are you pleased by that, or are you also concerned at the same time that maybe that would make it more difficult for a more comprehensive package?
It's been actually a couple of years now since we've been all fighting for comprehensive immigration reform. As I stated earlier, this is a commitment that we have towards our country and towards our community, our immigrant families. This is a first step. This is a first step to ensure that we enact further legislation. We would love to see this happen and have a standalone bill possibly come up in Congress. If the majority leader decides to move forward with this, if Speaker Boehner decides to move forward with this, great. But I think at this moment in time, our immigrant community has been waiting too long, and we need to see some form of action from Congress.
Michael Nazario, immigrant rights activist, community organizer, and a dreamer himself. Michael, thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
And joining me now as well to talk about immigrants serving in the military is former U.S. Army Captain Brett Hunt, who is National Veterans Coordinator of Veterans for Immigration Reform. Brett, let's talk first about legal immigrants, folks who have decided once they've come to this country legally to make that commitment. I know you have some numbers related to that. What can you tell us?
Well, Steve, first of all, thanks so much for having me here today to have this important discussion. You know, I think it's important right off the bat that we put this in context. And if we look back at our history, immigrants have played a critical role in our nation's history and particularly in our nation's defense. If we look all the way back to the Revolutionary War on the Green at Lexington, on that battlefield, there were immigrants there at Shiloh, at Bellawood, Iwo Jima, Da Nang, Chosin Reservoir, Baghdad, and today in Kabul. There are immigrant soldiers serving this nation, individuals who were born under a foreign flag but who have chosen to serve this nation. When we look at the actual numbers, today we have about 30,000 legal permanent residents, green card holders, who are serving in the United States military. These are individuals who, in a time of war, have chosen to serve this nation, not people that were compelled to do so, but who have chosen to come and serve this nation. If we look back to, say, the Civil War, about a quarter of the Union Army were immigrants at that time. So there is a great and grand legacy of immigrant service to the United States military.
Well, it seems like the Enlist Act then, at least considering Dreamers, would be a logical next step. Do you think that is a logical next step?
I think the Enlist Act, and first of all, I'd like to start by applauding Representative Denham on his leadership on immigration. The Enlist Act, House leaders recognize that our broken immigration system is just way too broad to address in a single amendment to a defense reauthorization bill. You know, if the amendment is not included in the final bill as expected, that does nothing to halt the need for immigration reform. The complexities of what is wrong with our immigration system are just way too broad to address in a single bill like the Enlist Act, although I do applaud the leadership of Representative Denham on trying to address this difficult issue.
But when it comes down to folks who have some sort of status, as the Dreamers do, is there something that does it make sense to keep them from wanting to serve this country? In this case, a choice they were not able to make themselves. I mean, does that sound confusing to you as it does to me?
You know, I think there's a deep desire, and Michael, I think, spoke very eloquently to that. There's a deep desire by immigrants to serve their adopted nation. And that goes back in our nation's history. You know, my grandfather was a first-generation American. His family is from Italy. And I remember growing up hearing his great stories of how proud he was to have had the ability to serve in the Pacific during World War II and serve this nation. I think that intent is still there. If you give me just 1 second to tell a story about a young immigrant and the import of the sacrifices that are being made on the ground. In 2007, I was a vice consul down in Guadalajara, Mexico, at the U.S. Consulate General in Guadalajara. And a family came in to travel to a funeral, a father and several cousins. They were traveling to California for the funeral of Victor Toledo Pulido. Victor was born in Guadalajara, illegally immigrated to the United States, went to high school, worked, became a legal permanent resident, graduated from high school, got married, had a child, and enlisted in the U.S. Army as an infantryman. He deployed in March of 2007 to Baghdad. Mm. His unit was sent on a mission to recover a vehicle that had been hit by an IED. They successfully completed their mission, and on the way back in from that mission, they hit another IED, and Victor Toledo Pulido was killed. His commander, Captain Troy Thomas, said this to the LA Times: "It's hard to explain the rush of emotion at a time of like that. People should not have to experience that feeling. It's because of brave human beings like Victor that war is only witnessed by a few, so the majority can live free and never experience what I felt that day. What does it take to prove your worth as an American? Well, if you ask me, Victor Toledo Pulido showed his worth by serving his nation and his family." I think the important point there is that Victor Toledo Pulido and millions like him, they did not come to this country to do harm. They came to this country to serve and defend this nation. And many of them have made that final sacrifice in these two wars. Over 100 legal permanent residents have died in defense of this nation. I see it as our duty to reform this broken immigration system, something that has broad support, bipartisan support, and particular support within the Republican Party. It's our duty to those who have made that sacrifice to reform the system. There are many immigrants whose families are negatively impacted by the current broken immigration system. Individuals who are deployed to Afghanistan today who have family members here at home who are in deportation proceedings or who are dealing with serious immigration issues related to their status. We have a broken immigration system. It's broadly understood and accepted, and we're urging action on immigration reform this summer.
Brett, we have less than a minute or so, but I want to get your take. Since you're with Veterans for Immigration Reform, what is the special message that, veterans can put out to make it clear that this should happen? I mean, is this a group that is being listened to by members of Congress?
It is. We are going to be doing several events. We did a great event over at Arizona State University. We'll be doing events in Chicago, South Carolina, Texas, and back in D.C. over the coming weeks. And the message is, when we swore an oath to the Constitution, it didn't matter who was to the left and the right of you in the bunker. You worked together towards a common goal. We want Washington and Congress to do the same thing. Look to the left, look to the right, and get this done. We urge action on immigration reform.
Former U.S. Army Captain Brett Hunt, National Veterans Coordinator of Veterans for Immigration Reform. Brett, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve.